President Trump at the RNC, back-to-work schemes, and the Japanese Prime Minister's resignation. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Friday, August 28th. The first story in the daily briefing today relates to President Trump's speech to the Republican National Convention. While the Democrats stood centre stage last week, this week it is the turn of the Republicans. The president has been keen to portray this year's election as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to protect the American dream. He mentioned his rival, Joe Biden, more than 40 times, attempting to demonstrate that if Biden entered the White House as president, he would give free rein to violent anarchists, agitators, and criminals who threaten our citizens. While the 2020 presidential election is still months away, both of the main candidates are pulling no punches. In UK news today, it has been announced that a scheme will be launched in the coming days to try and get people to return to work. This comes as city centres are taking a particularly bad beating as a result of the pandemic. Without the influx of daily workers, businesses that rely on such people are struggling to make ends meet. Think about the cafes, newsagents, and supermarkets whose main form of income midweek could, potentially, be from those commuting to and from work. Although the government is keen to emphasise that returning to work is safe, they've ensured that they will not suggest that those who do not return could risk losing their jobs. This comes as a survey has suggested that 9 in 10 people who have worked at home through the lockdown would prefer to remain at home. However, some are sceptical. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has said that she does not want to see people intimidated back to work before it's safe to do so. Exactly how this government campaign could work is yet to be seen. In world news today, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has announced his resignation. This comes as he now feels that, due to failing health, it would be best for somebody else to take over. He has battled with a bowel condition for a number of years, resigning from his role as Prime Minister over it once before, in 2007. Abe has apologised to the people of Japan for failing to complete his term in office. He has made clear, though, that he would remain in the role until a replacement can be found. His successor is not yet clear, although a leadership contest has been triggered following his resignation. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out the daily briefing on Monday. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the daily briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the daily briefing at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.
The Daily Briefing is a TLDR News podcast brought to you by 326 Limited. It was written and recorded by Ben Blissett. Production assistance comes from Jack Kelly, and the executive producer of The Daily Briefing is Jack Kelly. Learn more about TLDR News at tldrnews.co.uk or by searching for TLDR on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.